This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I go home. I get my little bit of sleep. Usually by the time I get up, BT and Sal is on. I'm like, yep, this is what we were talking about last night. And I listen to calls. And it's funny, like, if you listen to WFAN through different hours of the day, it's like different level of callers. And some people are missing some things. Some people are leaving some things out. You know, there's definitely some more casual fans during the day that are kind of weighing in. I feel like there's more diehards at night. There's more people calling at night that are, like, really logged in. But also some people that are full of it at night, too. There's some loopy on the late night as well. So let's get back to it, man. 888-808-1019. Great day for the Mets. Like I said, what a day yesterday was for the Mets. It's one of those Met days you dream up. Ballpark packed. Great home stand. You sweep the Angels. The Yankees suck. The Yankees just implode. Former Met Chris Bassitt on the mound. And the Yankees commit all these errors and mistakes and lose. And you've got Lindor breaking out of his slump. You've got Pete Alonso hitting a homer, Nimmo homering. It's like, yeah. Yeah, break out the big sandal. Look at the camera and everybody smile. Juan Soto who? Don't even worry about what Juan Soto did. It doesn't matter. The Mets are back. And for the Yankee fans, it's like, damn, yo. Like, how do we fix this? Trade deadline? I don't know if the trade deadline can fix this. I don't know if Aaron Boone can fix this. I don't know if Brian Cashman can fix this. It's the same thing. You can change the players. You can change the opponent. It's the same thing over and over and over again. When will it change? I don't know. Bad roster construction. Bad allocation of funds. Country club attitude. This everything's going to be all right mentality, no sense of urgency. And yeah, you get got. I tip my cap to the Blue Jays. That's something in the chat, you know, we were just talking about. I'm like, we don't ever want to give credit to the other team. Give credit to the Toronto Blue Jays. They wanted to beat your ass. Give credit to the Toronto Blue Jays that, like, their fans packed their building too for games against you. Like, they set up Canada Day last time. Like, all right. We're going to have Canada Day. We got a four-game set against the Yankees. They swept the Yankees for the first time ever in a four-game set in that building. And then the Yankees came back, got one game off them, barely. I was on Blue Jays Talk Plus Live. You know, I'm on Toronto television this morning or yesterday morning, and I'm like, well, I'm glad Ben Rice hit that homer because we weren't about to beat y'all in extra innings. Glad it didn't come down to that. So where do the Yankees go from here? Top priority has to be to add bullpen help, high leverage relievers. Obviously, they have a huge need at third base. They need to actually get a third baseman that can field the position and hit, preferably a right-handed hitting third baseman. But if it's Ryan McMahon, so be it. And we wait. We wait. The roller coaster keeps going up and down. And, you know, as fans, we can't get off the ride. Not until after we see what this deadline brings and how that shakes up the team. Because that is something that could happen too. You know, the fundamentals and the errors and mistakes, they can put their best defenders out there in the field. But I think that, you know, some different faces coming into the clubhouse and then also some people leaving. Like I saw some girl had a tweet that went off about the Mets as the Mets were celebrating. And they were like, you know, because the Mets are about to go on a road trip and they won't be back until after the deadline. The tweet was something like, you know, somebody in this group, as the Mets are doing their celebration, somebody in this group just played their, you know, last game this year at Citi Field. The Yankees need to feel like that, right? The Yankees with this next homestand, they need to feel like, hey, I'm playing for my job. I need to play for my, you know, my pinstripes staying here with the Yankees, but there's no fear. There's no fear that anyone's going to get shipped away. They need to shake the room, though. Definitely need to shake the room, shake up the roster. There's a few guys that don't need to be on the team, and, you know, the Yankees can add and also subtract. There's also such thing, you know, addition by subtraction. So let's get back to the calls. I will mix in some sound. I'll mix in some other things. Like I said, you know, looking around Major League Baseball, as we do get closer to the trade deadline, like Sandy Alcantara versus San Diego. He went 7 innings, only gave up 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. It's his first 7-inning game of the season. And I'm like, okay, this guy's trying to raise his value. He's auditioning. You know, right before the deadline, trying to get chose, trying to get to somewhere else. Dylan Cease's name popped up. Sleeper Yanks reported that the Yankees have checked in with the Padres on right-handed pitcher Dylan Cease. How would we feel about acquiring Dylan Cease, Yankees fans? Or I would take him. I was at that game where he shoved and had a no-no going against the Yankees. He could certainly help. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Chesky in Queens. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, how are you? I thought, maybe I misheard you. I thought you say bringing Weisiger. That's fine. Weisiger has been god awful this year. I mean, he's been decent.
I'm never bringing in Weisiger, but they have to. Like, they had to bring him in today.
I don't blame, because he has no pitchers to bring in. It's not Boone's fault. You only can give what you have. But he's been god awful. I don't know what the answer is, but he's just been god awful. I want to change one point. I want to make one point about Aaron Judge, which is very interesting. What's very ironic about Aaron Judge is, at the same time he's hitting such a crazy high average, 350. He's one of the top, has almost one of the most strikeouts in all of baseball, which is almost a contradiction. You would think somebody with such a high average would have a very low strikeout rate. You imagine if he had a low strikeout rate, you'd be hitting like almost 500. It's very interesting.
And Eugenio Suarez strikes out almost as much as Judge, so we're going to add him to this team. They're going to be in the postseason striking out, 7 times a game.
With another guy who can't field, which we don't need that.
he's not coming here.
Certainly don't need that. Right. So that was basically all. All right, have a great night. I enjoy listening to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Let's queue up some audio from Foul Territory. My guys are great over there at Foul Territory. Cameron Maben, who I've had on this show, does a great job. Scott Braun, Eric Kratz, AJ Przinski. They have one of the best baseball podcasts out there. I'm always tuned in, and I'm a friend of the pod. I've been on their show probably 5 or 6 times, and there was a clip that went out today where Cameron Maben is talking to Jim Bowden, and they said that the Yankees are shooting higher than Ryan McMahon and Key Brian Hayes, two names that we keep bringing up. So let's play that audio, and then we'll react to it and take some more calls.
I know a lot has been said about Ryan McMahon not being liked as a Yankee. I know a lot of that has to do with the contract. But I feel like there could there be a situation where the Rockies may be willing to eat some of that to move Ryan McMahon, and why wouldn't he fit in New York when you talk about that ballpark, when you talk about a guy playing meaningful baseball, and a guy still at a age where I think we've seen already he has been an all-star. I think there's still some positive things that he could do. Why is that not a fit, or what have you heard on the reason why they don't like him?
I think they want to do better than McMahon, right? I mean, look, Ryan's not the same guy he was 3 years ago. I agree with you. I think the Rockies can pay it down. I'm not sure the front office has shown much creativity in those kind of trades, but maybe that'll change at this year's deadline. But it's just what I'm hearing, right? You know, I stay pretty plugged into the front offices of all 30 teams. And, you know, I get the feeling that, you know, the Yankees love Suarez's power. They don't love the defense. Analytic department doesn't love Hayes or McMahon. It doesn't mean the scouts wouldn't take a chance on him. You know, I might take a chance on him if I didn't have to give up much and the Rockies ate the contract. But, you know, contracts matter in both McMahon's and Hayes' situation. And production the last year and a half matter when you're talking about those kind of guys. Remember, the expectations in New York is to win a World Series or bust, not just beat Toronto and win the AL East. You know, they're trying to win a World Series. And so I think they're shooting for better. They're shooting for the Suarez or Michael Garcia or Mark Vientos or that next level above McMahon, above Hayes.
Okay. The biggest thing for me is like the analytic department of the Yankees will have a big say in like who they go after. I don't know, man. So if it's not Eugenio Suarez, it's not Ryan McMahon, it's not Key Brian Hayes. Are they going for a starting third baseman on a team that is competing right now or someone we're not completely thinking of? I am waiting every day to find out who they're going to get to play third base for this team. Let's take another call. And I do want to queue up the same show talking about, you know, Dominguez and Vientos. We'll come back to it after we take this call, Zoo. Mo is in Edison, New Jersey, next on the Fan. What's up, Mo?
Yeah, I was thinking about Volpe. So I think Volpe, we can deal with for another year. You think Lombard Jr. would be available next year to take over shortstop?
I mean, who knows? A lot of times these guys can make a jump in the off season, and if it's a need, maybe they let them compete. I don't think they're rushing Lombard. I don't think he's necessarily ready. But I can't say what happens come March. Like, there's so much to be seen the rest of this year with Volpe. I'm so much in the camp of, like, you can't sell me on Volpe's just going to come out of it. You can't sell me on Volpe's just going to figure it out. I think you got to kind of cross your T's and dot your I's. You need another option at shortstop. Even if Volpe does come out of it, what if he gets hurt? Like, you need another option at shortstop on the roster. Peraza was your backup shortstop, and I think he could be out of here. Obviously, Vivas will probably get optioned when they bring a third baseman in, but, you know, Peraza's days are numbered. Like, you need a third baseman, and you also need a backup shortstop.
Right, and also, why is everyone focusing, the Yankees focusing so much on relief, on third baseman? Like, you need a relief pitcher. Besides Luke Weaver and Devin Williams, if another pitcher comes in, I'm assuming the Yankees are losing the game.
No, I think we've gotten to the point here where, you know, relief pitching is number one.
Loaiza's going to do better. What if he doesn't do better?
No, Loaiza's cooked. Loaiza's been hurt so much. He came back on this one-year deal. He's not the same guy. You can't rely on him. They can try and fix him. They can try and get him right. Relief pitching is the number one need. But what I will say is, while DJ LeMahieu was here, it was so obvious that DJ couldn't play second, and that's the only position he could play. And Jazz was not, you know, doing that great at third. He was doing all right. It was so obvious that they had a need at third base. So once they DFA'd DJ, we're all kind of waiting because we're like, Peraza can't cut it. Yorbit Vivas can't cut it. Third base is obviously the main position that they need to address. But they need two relievers. They need a left-handed reliever. They need somebody that can come out the bullpen and strike guys out. Fernando Cruz is coming back at some point. But this bullpen outside of, like, Weaver and Williams, they need help.
And the only good news is that Brubaker started doing really good.
Yeah, Brubaker is coming along, and obviously, he was out of the game for a little while, and I don't know what we expect out of JT Brubaker, but, you know, he's there. He got in the game tonight, but nah, he's not a high-leverage guy. He's not somebody that you're really going to, you know, have confidence bringing in when we get to the postseason. They need to go and get some absolute, like, dogs that can come out of the pen. Thanks for the call, Mo. Let's queue up, you know, the same conversation or the same podcast, Foul Territory, Jim Bowden talking about a trade with the Yankees and the Mets, which is not going to happen, but Jason Dominguez for Mark Vientos. Obviously, the Mets need a center fielder, another bat, and the Yankees need a third baseman. There you go. Let's hear this.
You know, the Yankees are pursuing Eugenio Suarez like a lot of teams are. Five other teams are pursuing him. We get that. Not a great defender at third base, but, if he does get traded, which is still a question mark, we're not going to know until next week. You know, there's no promise that the Yankees can pick him up. And so they've looked around the other third baseman available, Ryan McMahon in Colorado, right? Ke'Bryan Hayes over there in Pittsburgh. You know, neither one of them really tickles their fancy for understandable reasons. And so, you know, how do the Yankees make a contender for contender trade to kind of solve the third base situation for them? And so, you know, I came up with the idea of Jason Dominguez going to the Mets for Vientos. Two similar talents. Change of scenery might help both guys. For the Yankees, you know, they've got Bellinger, Grisham, and Judge in the outfield, and Spencer Jones is ready. He's at 26 homers in the minor leagues. He's been on base at a 40% clip all year. He's made incredible adjustments. And quite frankly, the minute the Yankees promote Jones, they're going to have a better team. That may end up being one of the best acquisitions they make at the deadline, is just calling him up from AAA. So because of the outfield depth, I kind of feel like maybe they could take an outfielder, turn it into a third baseman. And if it's not the Mets, you know, maybe it's the Royals and Michael Garcia, the all-star third baseman. But it may end up being a contender for contender type of trade where they trade from some depth in the outfield to try to get a third baseman. So that was my thinking behind it.
Maybe, man. I think we're just at the point where we're thinking too much about this. We're thinking so hard about what is going to happen or what can happen. You know, they prospect hugged Dominguez for so long. They're going to trade Dominguez now for Vientos to make way for Spencer Jones. And are we 100% sure that because Spencer Jones is tearing the cover off the ball, as you're hearing everybody say, are we 100% sure that the Yankees are a better team with Spencer Jones coming up? Because as much as they talked about his strikeout rate, his, you know, swing and miss rate, like when you get up to the show, you're facing the best of the best. I don't know. I think we're just reaching right now. But it's good for conversation on podcasts and on New York Sports Talk Radio. Let's keep it pushing, taking calls on the Yanks. I didn't get one Mets call, did I? I think Eddie called. And shout out to Eddie because Eddie's also in the chat. Maybe I had another Mets call, but the Mets game was so long ago. That Mets game started 12 hours ago. It's 1:20 in the morning. I watched that game today, and I'm like, oh, by the time I get on, we're not even going to have to talk about this. But I led with it. I said what I had to say about it. But I knew once the Yankees lost in the fashion that they lost, it was going to be misery, doom and gloom. Mendel's in the chat. He said, Keith, are they lying to us? Or are they lying to themselves? The Yankees are hilarious. Because like that goes along the same line of, you know, me saying the Yankees aren't the last to know. They're the last to admit. They are convinced. They are convinced that they are elite. They are convinced that they are good defensively. They are convinced that they are doing everything in their power to win. And they have good defenders. And the guys that they roll out there are the right guys in the lineup every night. And this too shall pass. And, you know, don't worry about it. There's a lot more baseball in front of us. And, you know, at the end of the, you know, whatever. We'll see. We'll see. It's hard to have faith right now. But the math is we have a week until the trade deadline. And we have a little bit less than some like 60 games to go. And much can happen in that time. And you know what? I've kind of talked myself into maybe the Yankees don't need to win the division. They still could win the division. But maybe the Yankees don't need to win the division. Maybe, right, as I talk about the Yankees not having fear of anything, maybe the Yankees need to have the fear of like, yo, you barely made it. Like the Mets last year had to get super hot, had to go play two games in one day in Atlanta, had to like, you know, do or die, win and get in. And then they blazed the trail all the way to the NLCS. Maybe the Yankees need a reality check like that. All right, you're not going to win the division. You're not going to be the top seed. You're going to have to fight for your lives. You're in the wild card. You're in the wild card. And now you are, you know, the team that's got to scratch and claw and figure it out. And, you know, you're in a three-game series. And maybe you got to go on the road. Yeah, I don't know. to be determined. Jonathan out in Los Angeles on the Fan. It's a good time of the night in LA, you know, if you're listening to us on the Fan in New York.
Yes, sir. What it do, my guy? It's 10:20. It's pretty cool, man, but what's not good was that loss, bro. It's an embarrassment. And at this point, I mean, I know I keep saying it, but it's because this is a thing, bro. They embarrass themselves today and then watch them win tomorrow 10-2 versus the Phillies. And then they get the whole fans back into it. I mean, that's baseball, you know. But today was an embarrassment. I guess this was the series, Keith, that Boone and Cashman were getting ready. That they held, they even threw a bullpen game last Friday to lose 2 out of 3, right?
Yep.
But they got exposed. It was embarrassing. It's just bad, dude. It's bad. But you know what, man? Me personally, I'm getting ready for next year. We're gonna have Garrett Cole. We're gonna have Matt Street. But the only thing that keeps bringing me back to this team that I truly love and makes me bad and sad and everything is that all of baseball, dude, they're the same. Like, look at Detroit.
Yep.
They have lost 9 out of the last 10, I think, or even worse. And let me tell you something, Keith. Today it was nothing pretty. I was watching the Dodger game. I know. I was watching because I had some money on them. So I'm like, you know what? Let's see it. There's the only game going on at that time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bro, their bullpen is. You think Yankees bullpen is bad, bro?
Oh, everybody's bullpen is taxed, and that's another thing. I heard Susan say it today. Like, everybody's bullpen is taxed because none of these starters go deep in the games. Every team might have one starter that can touch the 6th, 7th inning. All these guys are getting pulled in the 4th, 5th, 6th inning. Everybody's bullpen is taxed, and at the deadline, the competition for bullpen help is everyone. All of these teams are trying to get the top guys that are going to be available. So,
and that's the reason why I keep going back to the Yankees, that, you know what? Everyone is pretty equal, and it's just a matter of who gets hot come October.
Yeah.
So I still have hope on my Yankees that they still get hot, but, hey, man. And another thing, bro, hey, man, this is coming to a nightly basis, bro. Shout out to Keith, man. Going from the strip club to WFAN, my guy. Yo, bro. Yo, my guy, your stories are entertaining AF, bro. Yo, have you set that Alexis Texas story already or not yet?
Yeah, you actually just reminded me. I didn't tell y'all about Alexis Texas coming to the club.
Well, before you do, bro, I'm going to put Sebastian to bed, and then I start listening to your crazy-ass stories, my guy. Great show as always, my guy. Come on, Yank. Let's go, Yank.
Got you. My guy Jonathan in L.A., diehard Yankee fan out there. And, you know, I've said it too. The main reason that I kind of was like, as soon as Cole went down in spring training, I'm like, we're not going back to World Series. All that talk. But then I kind of rallied myself like, yo, I'm not gonna pack up a season of Aaron Judge and we made all these moves and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, okay. But like, yeah, there is a part of me that's like, we're going to be much better with Gerrit Cole next year and whoever else. But you don't punt on seasons. Anything can happen. And, you know, the story is unwritten. We have no idea what's going to happen. Like I said, I was in this Yankee spaces and people, well, now we're going to lose the division. Somebody's like, are we even going to make the postseason? They better. That's the Yankees' business. The Yankees made more money than ever last year playing all three World Series games. They're trying to get back to the World Series. Even if you feel like they don't care, they care about the dollar. They care about that bottom line. I bet you that. They're trying to host those games. They are trying to win the division. They are trying to have the number one seed. Let's see what happens at the deadline. Let's see what happens. But I also know, like, maybe it needs to be unorthodox. Maybe we need to stop talking World Series and start talking just making the postseason, being a wild card team. And maybe they can get hot in October going the wild card route. Maybe they do get humbled the rest of the way here and have to literally fight for their lives just to get in. Maybe that's the way. Maybe that's the way. Maybe that's the way to get back to the World Series and win it. And yes, as much as we complain about the Yankees and even the Mets, because they just went through a bad stretch. I forget how many games they had lost. And they lost like 20 out of some 30 games or something. Like, as much as we complain about these teams, man, everybody's teams are going through it. Everybody's teams are losing games, getting swept by teams that they're not supposed to be swept by. Having, you know, bullpens blow games. We just, like, we don't live it daily. We take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. I used to take a look, you know, around the league almost every night. And then I'm like, I know y'all don't care. I know y'all don't care about the score of the Orioles-Guardians game tonight. There's no reason even, you know, check that out. If you cared, you go get that on your own. This is the fan in New York. You guys care about the Mets and the Yankees. You care more about the first day of the Giants camp than you do about, you know, the Astros-Diamondbacks game tonight. Even though in that game, Josh Hader got the save and the Astros beat the Diamondbacks to get to 60 wins. And I'm telling you, do not sleep on the Astros. Bro, they're coming to Yankee Stadium that first weekend in August. And you guys are making a big deal about Jeter not coming. Jeter probably knows. Remember when the Astros came through on Derek Jeter Monument Park Day where number two got put up there and George Springer and them waxed us? Yeah. G's probably like, who's playing? Oh no, yeah, we actually planned a birthday party for my daughter that day. We're not coming up there to watch the Astros kick you guys' teeth in. I mean, the Astros are a team too, as I just gave credit to the Blue Jays. The Astros get up for Yankee Stadium. The Astros get up to face the Yankees. When are the Yankees gonna get up to face everybody else? 888-808-1019. When are the Yankees going to realize, bro, every time you step in the ring, somebody's trying to knock you out so that they can have the reputation of, you know, we beat up the biggest guy on the yard. We knocked out the bully. We knocked out the big bad Yankees. So you guys can't go out there kicking the ball around. You guys can't go out there throwing the ball around. You guys can't give them an inch. They're taking a mile on you, and then they're dancing on you, and they're celebrating on you, and they're fired up. And they're throwing their fists in the air, and they're screaming, and they're yelling, because it means something for them to beat the New York Yankees. because of what you represent, your history, the fan base you have, the salaries you have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it. I see it. Shout out to Beertopia in the chat. Said, we get waxed on every ceremonial occasion. Yeah, there's a lot of times that the Yankees will have these ceremonies. When Derek Jeter went into the Hall of Fame, as we're coming up on, you know, another Hall of Fame weekend, when Derek Jeter went into the Hall of Fame and then came back and they gave out those Derek Jeter Hall of Fame plaques, I think we played Tampa. That game sucked. That was a game, I believe Frankie Montas pitched, and it was a lot for Frankie Montas because he got to meet Jeter that day. I think Jeter threw out the first pitch and then like shook his hand, and then he was spooked after that. And I want to say that might have been the game that Aaron Hicks was in left field, and he either didn't make a play on a ball or the ball might have been in foul territory. He couldn't find it. I'm like, oh. I think that day they chanted, "We want Gallo." Fans, Yankee fans are the best. And now there are Yankee fans talking about, oh, we got to give Volpe a standing ovation this weekend. Shaggy? Scooby? What? And Volpe's not, you know, Volpe, he's got the night off from being a whipping boy tonight. But I was saying the other day, like, this is the Bronx, New York. This is not Citizens Bank Park. It's not, you know, off the highway in Philadelphia. There will be no standing ovations for anybody unless they do something like, unless somebody goes out there and pitches a complete game shutout or something. And yeah, going back to what Jonathan said, isn't it hilarious? We got a break here. I'm running out of time. 888-808-1019. Isn't it hilarious that like the Yankees went out of their way to throw Ian Hamilton that first game coming out of the break, line up their pitching to get Rodon and get Freed on the mound against the Blue Jays, and the only game they won was the Cam Schlittler star. That's baseball. Susan Kamperdick, baseball. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. I got about 22 minutes left on the Fan tonight. When we come back, I'll sprinkle in some more stuff, take the rest of your calls, and I'll get out of the way. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Volpe homered. Dominguez broke his 0-for streak. But you know what? The Yankees got so many fringe players. Ball will find you. Mistakes will be made. Throw the ball around. Runner's going to advance. And, yep, that's that Yankees defense that the scouting report of the Dodgers told you about. And the Yankees were hell-bent on fixing that and changing that. And the more things change, the more things stay the same. Because it's not just the X's and the O's and the Jimmys and the Joes. It's the GM and the M, the manager and general manager. All right, Joey Clams is in Brooklyn. Joey Clams, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, my man? Listen, this manager and this coaching staff's got to go. Cashman, too. This is 8 years of this. This is the same thing every year. We're soft. We can't play defense. I don't want to hear he made it to the World Series last year. He blew it. You know what second place says? Second place says you're lost. And what's going on the field? There's two things. Either you're coaching it or you're letting it happen. Bring back all that old Yankee blood. Pump that through the dugout and the clubhouse. This is crazy. This coaching staff is terrible. They don't fix nobody. They don't fix anybody. It's insane what you're watching out there. This is crazy, man.
No, I'm with you, Joey. Thanks for the call, bro. Like, that's why you hear people calling on How come Willie Randolph isn't here? Willie Randolph would fix this. Just in the chat earlier today, they were like, where's Goose Gossage? How come Goose Gossage doesn't coach these guys? How come this guy isn't here? How come these guys are? What? Someone was like, where's Chris Chambliss? I'm like, yo, the former Yankees are around. You're going to see all of them come Old Timers Day. But I don't know how many of them they want coaching the team. I don't know how many of them they want to talk or, you know, get information from. Or, man, all that old Yankee stuff is gone, bro. That's what people got to come to terms with. I have. I try not to lean too much into it, though, because we are on a season journey here. We are on a ride through this 2025 season where anything could happen. But, yeah, miss me with all the talk about what it was. Like, we are in this participation trophy era of the New York Yankees. They are coddled. They are told everything is fine. They're told that you can get them next time. They are great and that they're better than everybody and they're just going to figure it out. And then when they get got, it's like, it's just a reminder. Yeah, the league has closed the gap on you. And maybe your analytics department isn't correct. And it's just crazy. Like, you have all these resources. You have this this history, this fan base, this city. And then you have all these guys that are just like, they're barely major leaguers. And I know everybody can't be an all-star, Keith. But yeah, guys got to be to a certain level of like making plays and fielding their position. And I mean, hitting above their body weight. Sam is in Brooklyn on the fan. Whoa.
Yeah, hello.
What's up, Sam?
Yeah, love the show, first of all. Okay, so I think when I think about the Yankees lineup, and the first half at the top of the lineup is a serious threat, home run threat, right? We have a good top of the lineup. Now, I don't get what we're missing. I'm not thinking about Volpe's defense. It's of course it's bad, very bad, but in the lineup, who got a better lineup than us?
Well, it depends, right? Like, this lineup gets beat by lesser lineups that just put the ball into play and run hard and steal bases and put pressure on the defense. When you say we have a lineup, like, the lineup is a threat to Homer, but they're not a threat to manufacture runs. They're not a threat to string together hits and move the line. Like, even in this last two games, I laughed to myself. I'm like, the Yankees have only scored when they have elevated the ball off the field into the seats.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can't be that. It can't be just homer or nothing. And then the team you're playing is the opposite.
So you're saying that our top of the lineup, even the top of the lineup, has a bad average? No, it's not true.
No.
We have good average up there.
No, I'm not.
Have good average.
I didn't say
it's
that.
Not just home runs.
I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is, okay, the top of your lineup can be good. Other guys got a bat. Those guys get the most at bats, but the other guys got a bat at the bottom of the order. At the bottom of the order, you've got Ascara, you've got Peraza,
yeah,
you're pinching in Vivas.
Automatic outs.
Yeah, guys that are barely major leaguers.
Yeah, of course, but my point is that our lineup is great. Yeah, very good, decent. More than easy.
The offense isn't the problem. The defense is the problem. The pitching is the problem. You know, Sam, the thing that the Yankees need to address is relief pitching to be able to hold the lead and starting pitching that could potentially go deeper into the game where the bullpen can have a night off and have a rest. They have enough hitters in the lineup. They have enough hitters on the bench.
All right, you're right.
You know,
but what do you think about Schlittler? Should we trade Schlittler?
It depends. Like, Cam Schlittler, to me, they've won both of his starts, and he throws hard. I think he's somebody that they dangle out here right now, and after two starts, he'll make another start. Like, you won't miss him. It depends what you can get for him. If he can help you get a high leverage reliever, depending on who that is, probably more valuable. If he can help you get a third baseman, a starting third baseman that can help you defend better and put the ball into play, yeah, you move Cam Schlittler and you don't think twice about it.
All right. Thanks for taking the call. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Sam. 888-808-1019. I don't know, man. You guys just want to hear the Lexus Texas story at this point. I mean, it's quick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I don't know if people even know who Alexis Texas is, aka White Girl Politicking on Instagram. I think she might have a Twitter. I used to have a one-sided relationship with Alexis Texas. And then I pulled up to my club, my gentleman's club where I was DJing at, and they had in big letters outside, Alexis Texas, and whatever date it was. I don't remember what date it was. And I remember going in that night and talking like, yo, wait, we booked Alexis Texas? She's coming here? So I wasn't DJing that night. I was like, that night, I'm a fan. I'm in the crowd. But like, since it was my club that I DJed at, like, I have access to the upstairs, to the back room, so I was able to like rap with her. And I don't know, I was a younger cat. This was way before I was married, way before I had a kid and had a couple beers in me. I tried to like pull up on her. She played me. But she remembered that I tried to pull up on her and, you know, kick some game at her and try, you know, I forget how I tried to approach her, but it was lame. It didn't work. And I'm sure, like, this is Alexis Texas, bro. Like, think about how many dudes admired her. Fantasized about trying to, she gave me a look like, you're a little boy. Okay, fast forward to when the club is packed and it's her turn to go on stage. One, she's phenomenal. I didn't know she had game like that. Like, I was familiar with her main game. I wasn't familiar with her. So I guess she had a history of, you know, before she got on screen, she was on the pole, she was on stage, and she killed it. I'm like, damn, she's better than all these other chicks in here. Like, oh, she was crazy. So then, you know, she comes to me, and now she remembers that, like, oh, this guy works here. He's a DJ. I talked to him in the back when I came in, whatever. And I'm like, she's giving me love, and she's twerking, and she takes my hat off. my fitted. And it wasn't a Yankee fitted. It was, I think it was like back then I used to wear random teams before. I don't know. Like now I'm just Yankee hat. I think it was like a gray Blue Jays fitted that flipped it off. I don't even know where that hat is, but she absolutely killed it. Had the club going crazy. And that was a good time getting to meet somebody that I had admired like that. It's funny because I think somebody might have asked me on The Fan or whenever somebody asked, they're like, yo, you ever been starstruck? Like who have you met? And I've been blessed to meet a lot of people in the industry that do radio and television. I've been blessed to get around a lot of athletes. Who are you most starstruck around? Alexis Texas. There's my Alexis Texas story. I would love to see her again. Now she does a podcast. She definitely wouldn't remember me at all.
Is it a fantasy football podcast?
No, that's Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann does the fantasy. Remember Craig had Lisa?
Bro.
Craig, yo, we got to get Craig back. Craig. Craig was doing the WAG Wednesdays. He had that one chick that told a story about AB. What was her name? She's like an OnlyFans chick. And then for a little while, he had Lisa Ann. For a little while, he had Lisa Ann coming on because Lisa Ann was like pretending to be a fantasy football expert.
I think she hosts over on, on
Sirius XM
I think
Radio.
She hosts like a show somewhere.
Yeah, but Lisa Ann, she got to be like 55. But shout out to her because I followed her once she was, popping on The Fan with Craig. She only did like a month or so. Big Mac would probably know because Big Mac was producing the show. But yeah, if you look on my live right now, she follows me. She followed me back. She's another one I had a secret relationship for a little while, one-sided relationship with. Lisa and Alexis Texas. I had to grow up, man. I could tell y'all some stories about when I was a wee little lad. I didn't think I'd have any opportunity to be at WFAN or be on the radio in New York. I thought I was going to either DJ and be a radio personality. My first interview, I interviewed in this building at 92.3 now for their street team. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be a DJ. I'm going to be a personality. I'm going to make my way up. I didn't even get a call back for the street team. And then, yo, in the chat, Ross in Bergen County knew her name, Ava Louise. Yo, Ava Louise told that AB story. And I know she wasn't lying because she detailed, I think she said that they were at the Westin in Newport, Jersey City. I live around a corner from there. I knew exactly what she was talking about. Like, wow, she pulled up on AB at the Westin. And I think that was the same week that AB was with the Bucks and then went to MetLife Stadium and then exited MetLife Stadium, gave gave the two fingers, took his shoulder pads off.
What a crazy time.
What a wild time, bro.
Do you remember that season, too?
I do.
Like, just the expectations of that team and the fact bro. That the Jets were the ones that broke them completely.
Yeah.
I took a lot of pride in that.
It would be the Jets.
It would be.
You're in MetLife Stadium. You're playing against the Jets. The Jets broke Tyreek Hill. Did you just see what Tua? Tua was basically talking about how Tyreek Hill's got to, like, earn his way back with the team because he quit on the team, right? After Tyreek said, I'm out during the offseason, Tua responded by saying, you don't just come back from that with my bad. You got to work on that relationship. You gotta work that relationship up. Like, it was Dolphins at Jets where Tyreek quit on the Dolphins because there's something about being in that big-ass air conditioning over there on Route 3 in East Rutherford where these guys are like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Bro, here's the thing, Jet fans. We might not win a Super Bowl anytime soon, but hey, we break teams. They don't want to lose to us, and when they do, it's over.
So imagine when the Jets get good. Imagine how many of these players' wills you can break when you're running the ball on these guys for 300 yards. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. All right, that was fun. At least we ended it on a high note. Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown, Ava Louise, Lisa Ann, and Alexis Texas. My name's Keith McPherson. I got to go home, try to sleep. But we'll do this again, 7 p.m. It'll be a different vibe, 7 p.m. to 12. Another KM to AM. Stay tuned. Big Mac is coming up next. Get your calls in. Get your thoughts in. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.